Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sports Talk with Tonsoni. I'm your host, Brian Tonsoni. And this week, a special episode dedicated to my father, Norm Tonsoni. We lost my dad 15 years ago on May 14th, and I'm going to take a little bit of time to reminisce about the impact my dad made on my life. So hope you enjoy. First, we'll hear a little bit from our sponsors, and we'll be back with the show. We all need coaches in our lives. Many of us have had several coaches on athletic courts and fields, but some of the best coaching can come from your family. And Norm Tonsoni, my father, was a great life coach. 15 years ago, on May 14th, my father lost his battle with cancer. It was an 8-month battle. It was very difficult as a person, as a family, to watch a grown man, a career man, be healthy and in less than a year suffer from that dreaded disease. But today, I'd like to take a reflection back on the importance of my dad, Norm Tonsoni, as a coach and his impact on me as a sports fan. My dad was a diehard sports fan. He loved his Cleveland Browns, had several jerseys, lived and died by the success of the Cleveland Browns. First listening to them on radio back in the 50s and enjoying everything about the Cleveland Browns. So my dad graduated high school in 1958, was a football player, attended Indiana State University, went on to become a teacher and a coach, coached baseball, basketball, spent some time coaching football, but made his name as a swim coach, where he had a state championship swimmer, Norm Buckman, in the early 70s, won the state in the 50 freestyle. So my dad took all of that love of coaching into his parenting. He took me to my first tailgate, Notre Dame-Purdue game. Took me to a first Notre Dame game at Notre Dame Stadium against Michigan State. He always looked for opportunities to teach me how to be a person first and an athlete second. I remember in high school, he often would teach me things maybe that I did not want to know. I played high school basketball, and little did I know it was a dream of my grandfather to watch me play basketball. And I'll never forget the time I made varsity and my dad got all choked up because he was excited about my opportunity. And my dad would ask every practice, what did you learn? What can you do better? And it always stuck with me that no matter how successful you will be in your areas of life, you always need to try to find a way to get better. He always used to stand on the baseline. He took a job as an official crowd control personnel at LaPorte High School. Every once in a while, he'd walk under the bleachers during a timeout in the action on the baseline to talk to a middle school student to correct his behavior, but also to turn to me and tell me to rebound with two hands. And I didn't hear fans when I played, but I sure heard my dad on those occasions. After every game, we had a breakdown. I also remember my junior year, I was struggling with playing time like a lot of young athletes do. And my dad saw that I was upset after a game and took me back into a back hallway at the school as he was a teacher at the school. And he took my bag and he threw it in the trash can and he grabbed me by the arm and said, listen, that's where your bag deserves to be with that kind of attitude. He asked if I was giving everything that I had in practice. Was I diving on the floor for loose balls? And he told me that starting tomorrow, I would do those things and see where my role ended up. I didn't want to hear that at that time. I wanted him to be sympathetic. I wanted him to call the coach. I wanted him to do something. I wanted him to ease the pain. But what he did was the right thing. And he told me, you will not quit. If you don't enjoy it by the end of the year, then do not go out for your senior year. Showed up to practice the next day, diving for every loose ball, setting hard screens, rebounding wasn't much of a shooter. A couple weeks later, the coach said, "Hey, I need to be playing you more. You've been really producing in practice." I was able to get a start against the number one team in the state, Michigan City Rogers. Started every game of my senior year. If it wasn't for my dad being a life coach in that basketball setting, being a tough coach in that basketball setting, I would not have experienced two great years of high school varsity basketball. And I owe him everything. And I graduated high school, moved on to college. In college, all kinds of things happen. Back to college, I'm taping this at school and an announcement came on overhead. I apologize for the break, but in college taught me a lot of life things. And a breakup with a longtime girlfriend had me down and out. And Dad shared with me that something I did not know, that he was married before he married my mom and had lost his first wife to heart disease. And that was a real loss. What I was going through was not a real loss. And that opened my eyes and allowed me to finish college and start my career. And then when I chose a spouse, future spouse, got engaged, Dad gave me some excellent advice. He always told me to say, "Yes, dear." But I'll never forget at the rehearsal dinner, he gave a great toast. And he sang a song from Camelot. And I'll never forget the meaning of that song, "How to Handle a Woman, Simply Love Her." My dad was a marriage coach. My dad was a great grandfather. He loved our two boys as long as he was on this earth with everything that he had. And I can't recount all of the lessons. But one of the best lessons was that he loved my mother. And I keep trying very hard to make sure that I do that, is the best thing I can do for Brandon and Brent, my two sons, is to continuously love their mother and lead by example. My dad had a sympathetic heart. He was part of the civil rights movement in the 60s. He was an advocate for students who weren't from the right side of the tracks, always had a helping hand out to people in the community, at the school, was just someone to look up to. I had a chance to take a trip with him to Wisconsin, and we went up to Iowa to Field of Dreams. My dad had watched the movie, and it brought him some emotion between his father and himself, and he called me one day and said I had to watch it. And then we ended up at the Field of Dreams movie site. And Dad and I walked out of the corn onto the field and we played catch. And since then, I've taken both boys back twice and also had a catch with my sons. If you're listening to this, you know you've had a relationship, hopefully a good relationship with your father and your parents. You've had a good relationship with some coach, some mentor, and they mean a lot to you. Well, mine was my dad. And 15 years ago, I lost my mentor, but the mentor stays with me. He stays with me deep in my soul, deep in who I am and who I try to be on a day-to-day basis. And when things go bad, there's always some signal in life to remind me that I believe he's watching me and taking care of me as much as he possibly can. And I long for that day when I can see him out on the mound. And I cross over and my dad turns back around and I can say, "Dad, want to have a catch?" And hear that ball pop into the leather. And I know that day will come, but I can't thank him enough for being my lifelong coach and giving me a desire to be the best person I can be, to love sports, to love helping people. Thanks, Norm. You're one hell of a coach. Thanks for listening. This is Sports Talk with Tonsoni. I'm Brian Tonsoni.